אוקיי, רבותיי, בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום. Today is תתווה באלול, ערב פרשת כי תבוא, T-minus, exactly 2 weeks from יום הדין. לא פשוט. Yeah, and so, I thought it'd be apropos, because there's a lot of, we don't have a lot of time between now and all the חגי תשר, שנה, יום הכיפורים, סוכות, and then, you know, we have the עשרת ימי תשובה, so we don't have a lot of time to learn about all the הלכות, but, you know, some interesting pointers. So I want to share with you something very interesting from the Gemara in the end of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, on Daf Lamed Aleph, it seems, I'll read you the Gemara, and there's a very interesting machloket Rishonim and Geonim, how to interpret this Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Earlier in the Gemara, let me just give you a little bit of a background. The Gemara says that according to, we know that there's a mitzvah to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. This year, there's a Drabbanan, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. There's a rabbinic injunction not to blow shofar on Shabbat, when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbat. Shemi Avinu Dalet Amot, Ayin, Masechet Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel Be'orech. Let's put that on the side for a second, but midoraita, we know that in general, there's a mitzvah to blow shofar on Rosh on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Second day, midrabbanan, but that's the mitzvah. The Torah doesn't say, however, explicitly, how, what, when to blow the shofar. All the Torah says in the context of blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't even talk about a shofar. It just says, Yom Teruah Yiyeh Lachem. It shall be a day of shofar blasts, or doesn't say blasts for you. And then the Gemara, on the Flamed Gimel Amud Bet, and Amud Dalet Amud Aleph in Rosh Hashanah, is busy trying to figure out, what did the Torah mean by saying, Yom Teruah Yiyeh Lachem? The Gemara comes out, that there are three places in the context of Chodesh Tishrei where the Torah talks about Teruah. Two are by Rosh Hashanah, and one is by Yovel with regards to Yom Kippur. By Rosh Hashanah, like we said, one pasuk says Yom Teruah Yelechem, another pasuk says Zichron Teruah, a commemoration of blasts, it shall be for you. And then we know that there's another pasuk in Parashat Behar that speaks about Yom Kippur on the Yovel year. We know that something special happens on Yom Kippur of the 50th year. What happens? Huh? All the slaves go back home, all of the karkaot, anything that you purchased during the Yovel, besides for Batei Arechoma, what's the halacha? Everything goes back to the original owners, and the pasuk says as follows, Ve'avartem shofar teruah b'chodesh ha-shevi'i. ביום הכיפורים תעבירו שופר בכל ארצכם. The Torah learns out, the Gemara learns out from these פסוקים. Hey, wait a second. Look at it. והעברתם שופר תרועה בחודש השביעים. והעברתם שופר is a reference to a תקיעה. תרועה is a reference to a תרועה. בחודש השביעי, ביום הכיפורים, תעבירו. Once again, העברה is a reference to what another? תקיעה. Which means that in the context of יום הכיפורים on יובל, the Torah says, you blow tekiah, teruah, tekiah. Says the Gemara, we learn out b'gzera shava, teruah, teruah, that kol tekiot shel chodesh ha-shevi'i, we learn out b'chodesh ha-shevi'i, that all the tekiot of the seventh month are equal. Just like you need to do tekiah, teruah, tekiah on Yom HaKippurim shel HaYovel, you also need to do tekiah, teruah, tekiah on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah. Now, not only that, we learn out that you have to do three of them, because it says throughout three times. And every Tu'ah, says the Gemara, is always preceded by and followed by a Tki'ah. Comes out that on each one of them, both on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of the Yovel, you got to blow three throughout, each Tu'ah preceded and followed by a Tki'ah, which comes out to a total of how many blasts altogether? None. By Torah law, whether Rosh Hashanah, huh? Three Teruot, each one preceded by and followed by a Tki'ah. Tki'ah, Teruah, Tki'ah. Tki'ah, Teruah, Tki'ah. Tki'ah, Teruah, Tki'ah. Nine. A.K.A. Tarat. Yeah? Now listen to this. The Gemara says that we're not sure exactly when the Torah says Teruah. Now, the way the Unkelus translates through eyes, Yabava. Yabava is some sort of a cry. The Gemara says that there are different ways that people cry for different things. There are moans, like, you know, like when a person's nervous or whatever. And then there are wails, not big ones. W-A-I-L-S. W-A-I-L-S. Wails, like wailing. You know, like the wailing wall. This is the Kotel Ma'arvi. There's the wailing wall. There's the wailing walnuts. There's the wailing walnuts. It's funny. Anyway, Bekitzur. Yeah. Yeah, aval mikol makom. So those wails, when a person's, you know, already in the throes of crying, you know, you ever see children are not very good at it. Children do this a lot. You know, when they cry so much that they lose their breath, yeah. Like that. That's a yilala. That's it. And then you have to kind of, you know, calm them down and distract them to get back into it. But when that's called yilala. The Gemara says that we know that tru'a is some sort of a cry, we're just not sure what kind. Now, that evolved, says the Gemara, as a result of this safik. The Gemara says, Atkin Rabbi Avhu Bekesare is on Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph. Tki'a, shlosha shvarim tru'a, tki'a. Says the Gemara, so what did Rabbi Avhu do? Because of the safik, we don't know if it's a longer moan, which is what we call the shvarim, what shvarim tu, which is what? Like a moan. Or is it what we call the tu'a? Now the tu'a, by the way, different edot do it differently. Ashkenazim and many Sfaradim do what we call the tu-tu-tu. Right? Tu-tu-tu-tu-tu-tu. That's one way. Then the Iraqis do it what we call lululu. They do it with their tongue. No, they do it like that. They make a tu'a like that. Temanim do the yu-yu-yu. Which is what? They blow like a tki'ah, but they vibrate the shofar so it comes out like broken. Agon Chacham Tzion, in Or Letzion Chelek Dalet, writes that la'alacha, all those sounds are kasher. Kulam kasherim letru'ah, whichever way you do it. Each one kemin hago, whichever one. Marat Chacham Rebracha, Iraqis in general used to do the lululu, but Marat Chacham Rebracha did like tu-tu-tu, like Ashkenazi. In general, that's what they did in Yichavidat. And that's what they do in Purat Yosef. But anyway, kol echad ya'asek min hago. It's not na'akel at all, kamuvan. Now, says Rabbi Avu, because of the sapek, what do you do? We'll do both shvarim and tru'ah. Why? We'll be yotze both. Says the Gemara, that's no good. Why? Because, well, which one is it? If it's shvarim, then the tru'ah afterwards is being mafsik between the shvarim and the last tru'ah. And if it's tru'ah, then the shvarim is being mafsik between the original tki'ah and the tu'ah. So now what do? So doing both doesn't really help you. Says the Gemara, you're right. What did he say to do? He said, do each one individually. Tki'ah, shvarim, tki'ah. Three times, because you need nine. Tki'ah, tu'ah, tki'ah. Three times. And because it might be both after you, well, not after, but in addition to doing each one individually, says the Gemara, Rabbi Avu is mitaken, that you'll do them together too, on the tzad that one, on the tzad that it's both of them together. Which means, this is what we call, this is machloket exactly which one is ikar, but this is what we call tki'ot demiyoshet. Which means, the tki'ot before tfilat ha-musafim, which a majority of Am Yisrael sits for, yeah? Some kehilot among Am Yisrael stand up. Now again, many poskim say that whether you sit or stand, we still call it tki'ot demiyoshet. Why? We call it the sitting tki'ot because you have reshut to sit down during them. As opposed to tki'ot during musaf, during the silent and repetition of the musaf of Amidah, over there you must be standing. That's why they're called tki'ot de me'omu, the tki'ot of standing up. So, you sit, you stand, but that's called tki'ot miyoshev, the tki'ot, the blasts. Before musaf, how many do you do? We do tashrat, tashrat, tashrat. Tashrat, tashrat, tashrat. Tarat, tarat, tarat. It's 30, huh? In that word. Yeah, tashrat. Which means tki'ah shvarim tru'ah tki'ah three times. Tki'ah shvarim tki'ah three times. Tki'ah tru'ah tki'ah three times. Must speak. Okay? Huh? What do you mean every single? Both days of Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah.
On a regular year where both days of Rosh Hashanah would fall out on a weekday, you do exactly the same thing twice. However, this year obviously Shabbat, you're not. second day, Sunday, you will be doing it, you're making Shechiyan also. Yeah, John. So that's another, that's also subject to Minyan. Maran Zichron Berachah brings down that different Minhagim for different folks, the Ben Ishchai, they used to sit for the Bracha too. Wow. They used to sit for the Bracha and the Tkiyot Dem Yosher. Maran Zichron Berachah, the Minhag by Maran Zichron Berachah was to stand up for the Brachot and then immediately to be seated for the Tkiyot. And he says, Naran Aro Fashpeh, it's a matter of Minhag. It's fine. Now, another, apparently, I found that it's not just Meshavis, Rabbi Cohen told me that they do it. They also do it by Shirazi, is apparently that by the Miyoshev, they're standing. They stand for the first 30, which is fine. It's okay, because you have the Rishut to sit. But the point is, at the end of the first 30, based on the Tekana of Rabbi Avu, you'd be Yotzem Doraita Mimanafshach, which means any which way you slice it, whichever one is the correct one, you did three of those sets, and you're good. You did three tashrats, three tarats. You covered all possible combinations, and therefore the halacha, you're yotze on a deoraita level. Lama tomer kacha? Lama kacha? So he says, you always have to be the voice of controversy. Okay, now.
You have to shush people. I mean, you have to shush them anyway.
Takshibu tov. Are they not yotzei?
They talk after?
No. The poskim say meforash, and halacha, b'shulchan aruch, meforash, that after the brachot, in siman tav kuf, pechet, and petet, the brachot, because we part of the mitzvah midrabbanan, the rabbanan were metaken to blow the shofar as part of tefillat ha'amida of Musaf. Some do it by silence, some don't. We do, lefi asod, we do it both by the silent amida and by the loud amida. And we also don't do kida'at maran. Maran says that by malchuyot you do three tashrat. By zichronot, three tashat. By shofarot, three tashat. We do not do kida'at maran over here. We do kida'at ari kadosh. That what? By each one of them we do tashrat, tashat, tarat. V'chenan zeadere, which means we'll do 30 before amida, 30 during the silent amida, 30 during Chazarat HaShatz, and then 10 more in the Kaddish to follow the Chazarat HaShatz. That's Araminam. Avalom Shani. But we want the Bracha to cover the Takanat Chachamim of blowing in the Amidah also. So if you see a person talking between the first set of Tkiyot and the Musaf, he's Yotzeh the Mitzvah Vadai, but Go'arin Bo. It says Meforash. The Rosh brings down, Tosfot brings down, because we want the Bracha to cover, make a ruckus. I mean, acquire ruckus. No, lama kacha. No. It says, that's a last resort. Huh? No, that's what we're saying. After the 100, we want the entire 100 kolot, the oraita and the rabbanan of which, to be covered by the original bracha. And the only thing you should be mafsik with is the tefillah. And the tefillah is not considered a hafsek because it's part of the mount. Correct. Now, well, 9 are deoraita. Let's clarify that. 9 are deoraita, but we don't know which one. So in order to be yotze deoraita bevadai, you need to at least hear 30. Hence, by the way, if you have a person who was sick, didn't come to shul, or you want to blow for women later, or whatever it is, when you're blowing for somebody not in shul, how many do you blow for them? 30. You don't start blowing 100 for them. You blow 30 because you want to give them the deoraita level. And then what? In those 30, 9 of them are the correct ones. For stays, stay with me for a sec. According to, and soon, I'm going to, Chaval, I didn't bring the shofar today, but I'm going to give you directions, la halacha u ma'aseh, for ba'ale tokim today, with regards to timing. Mikey, this is good for you. Listen good. Yeah, any other ba'ale tokia over here? Okay, anyway, but it's good. Huh? But besides for ba'ale tokim, you have to have Yishalacha, the Ramah brings down that in general, if there's a Tamid Chacham, if there's a Pusik who is present in the Minyan, Nahuk, to make him the Makriv, which means by Ashkenazim, you know, they actually call out the Tkiot. Ben Ishchai also. Our Minag lo kacha. Minag Maran Zichron Berachah, and according to Maran Shulchan Aruch also, there's no, we do Hakra'ah?
No.
We don't do Hakra'ah. Ashkenazim, Iraqis do it, huh? Tkia. They call it out.
No.
Like by Kohanim. It does take forever. You ever wonder why Ashkenazim and Musaf at 14? That's not why. Yeah. Where are you living? You never done Ashkenazim? Anyway. Aval, truth is, if you're not...
Don't do that during Elul.
Huh? No, not do, because during Elul, Zerach Minha. The point is on Rosh Hashanah, when it's mitzvah, so they do the hakra'ah, they also have tremendous amounts of piyutim and, and you know, stuff that they add into the chazarot. There's a lot. Huh? They do Rosh Hashanah also. Now, anyway. Shalom, ke pasat.
How are you?
Always a pleasure, Shalom. Always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, thank you. Small question. So basically, why do we do that first 30 for the Oraita if we can be Yotzei with the ones of the Amida also the Oraita?
So you can technically be Yotzei the Oraita with the ones in the Amida, but the Chachamim were mitaken 100 kolot, and because of that, we split it. There's different ways, different Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, different factions of Klal Yisrael, split them up differently. But yes, there is an Anyan to do a portion Miyoshev and a portion Me'omed, and it comes out that the Deoraita, we would have been Machmir to be Yotzei the Deoraita with the Miyoshev. I just want to, go ahead. You're asking Tosha's question, you know that. No, shofar, we're afraid because not Tosfot contrasts shofar and milah. Why don't we say that milah is asur on Shabbat also shemi avirenu? And we hold like Rabbi Akiva that machshire milah is not dochet Shabbat, only the milah is. Who holds machshire milah dochet Shabbat? Rabbi Eliezer. Ve'en halacha kemoto, halacha kedat Rabbi Akiva. So now, if that's the case, except for Rabbi Eliezer city, bimkomo shel Rabbi Eliezer. Ayu kortina etzim, na'asot pechamim, na'asot izmen, namun b'shabbat. Ha'et ha'tz gemara, masechet, Shabbat. Daf. Stop. Okay, so anyway, ha'kitzur, ze ro'i shelanu. Yes, he said. Anyway, Shevet Levi over here is overrepresented, I think. No? Get some it's disproportionate. You guys have to adopt some Yisraelim. Anyway, so he says like this. You couldn't visit like Isfahan or something and adopt some people? No? So, it says like... What?
I love this joke like Isfahan.
It's like oil and water. Just... you guys. Kulanu b'nei shechad l'achman. This thing has to stop. Mashiach's going to cut it. Kulam b'yachad. This one's from here. Who cares? Okay, B'nai Abraham Yitzchak
v'Yaakov.
No, you didn't adopt him. He's chaperone. Anyway, the Kitzur is on probation. Aval, Mekon Makon Rabotai. Listen very carefully. Rambam, Rabbein Utam, in Lamed Gimel Amud Bet, they all hold Kepashtut HaGemara that all of these tkiot that we do, that Rabbi Afu says, is mina safek, which means that only one of these sets is the correct one. Either tashrat, or tashat, or tarat, we just don't know. The Rambam says beferush that as a result of the galut, they used to know the right one, but the galut's been so long that it's caused confusion, and that was the preemptive reason for why Rabbi Afu is mitakin. Nevertheless, the Rosh and the Ran on the sugya bring down Rav Haigaon. They quote Rav Haigaon, who says the Be'emet, and guess what? The Zohar HaKadosh, very interestingly, says very explicitly like Rav Haigaon. And he says that we do all these 30 tkiot, miyoshev, and it's not mechamat ha-safek. He says they are all correct. Tashrat is correct, Tashat is correct, Tarat is correct. So why do we do all of them? He says because in the olden times, different people, different communities did different ones. One community did Tashrat, one did Tashat, and one did Tarat, and they were all kasher lidvar Torah, says Rav Haigaon. Just later, because of the galut, when everybody mixed together, you don't want to give Ami HaAretz more artillery to say, oh, you see machloket. So in order to avoid machloket and in order to avoid wagging tongues and creating machloket, says Rabbi Gaon, Rabbi Avhu made a takana that what? We'll do all of them together. Not that it's mechamat ha-safek, and not that some of them are pasul. Elama, in order to avoid machloket. Which means, very interestingly, a nice nafkamina la'alacha between Rova Poskim, the Rif, the Rambam, Rabbi Nutam, the Rosh, the Ran, is that after blowing Tashrat, have you for sure been yotze the mitzvah yet on a deoraita level? No? According to Rabbi Gaon, were you yotze with Tashrat alone? Yeah. A deoraita level. I've been yotze. Just what? There's takana to do all of them to avoid machloket. There's a wonderful nefkamina ledina. Everybody knows there's a famous Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Nitzavim who quotes the Ari HaKadosh in Sha'ar HaKavanot. Rabbi Chaim Vital quotes from his Rebbe the Ari HaKadosh that he used to be mitvade ben seder la seder. If you look in the machzorim, which means in the Sidurim of Rosh Hashanah Machzorim, you'll see between each set, there's like a paragraph over there that is, you know, the Tokea takes a short break between each of the sets, the Sidurim. Tashrat, Tashrat, Tara. So there's two breaks over there. It's Nahug that the Tokea... You want to give him a breather?
No.
Yeah. Anyway, but it's Nahu that the Tokea takes. We do 30 in one shot? No, but I'm saying straight?
Yeah.
At least Abba Shema, Kadosh Baruch gave you 9 or 8 pair of lungs. Aval, Mikol Makom, in general, the Baal Tokea takes a breather. He takes, does Tashrat, 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 pause. No talking, obviously. Now, Baal Tokea is fidgeting with his shofar, cleaning it out, you know, pipe cleaners and blowing it out and whatever. And the Kahan now what? In the Sidur, you'll see a text of a vidui. All sorts of averot that are listed over there that a person's supposed to, according to the Ari HaKadosh, verbalize quietly between the tkiot. That's what the Ari HaKadosh did. Then he blows tashat, 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 takes another break. There's another text over there of vidui. And once again, the Ari HaKadosh used to verbalize it. All machzorim of the Sfaradim for Yamin Noraim have it. Every single one. En kazdala. Tavi achat shana. And what do they use over here? The Or HaShalom?
Yeah, Or HaShalom.
For sure they have. You ready? Put it down.
Well,
I don't know about the translation. Which one? The Orot? The
transition one, my line. Orot is
an I don't know. Zani Noda. This text. Now the Ben Ish Chai quotes the Sha'ar HaKavanot that the Ari HaKadosh used to verbalize it, and the Ben Ish Chai says, Ken Alacha. Do it. Now, the Ari HaKadosh is based on the Zohar. He's following the Zohar, and the Zohar says, like Rav Gaon, that they're all correct. Now, if they're all correct, that means you've already started the mitzvah, at least started, if not completed the mitzvah at the right level. So you're allowed to be mafsik over there. But says Maran Zichrono Lebracha, Rabotai, listen carefully. Says Maran Zichrono Lebracha, according to Rova Poskim, we don't hold like the Zohar. And the Shulchan Aruch, by the way, holds like the Rambam. The Rambam, the Rosh, the Rif, the Rabbeinu Tam, Shulchan Aruch, Ran, they all hold that all the tkiot are mechamat ha-safik. Can you, with good faith, say after the tokea has completed the first set of tashrat, you have for sure been yotzei on a deoraita level? No? And guess what? If you haven't been yotzei on a deoraita level, it's possible that you have not yet even started the mitzvah. Because guess what? If it's tashrat, you've completed the mitzvah. But if it's tashat, guess what? Even the tkiah, the last tkiah that you made for tashrat, is that considered starting the mitzvah? Most poskim acharonim say no. You know why? Because since he had in mind that that would be the last one for tashrat, you lose it for tashrat. In it. Katuv? Here, you see on the next page? Here's the tkiah.
Yeah,
in it.
It's not, yeah.
And it says, Ben tashrat le tashrat yitvadeka. Here, Ben tashrat le tarat, this one. See? Now.
This is after like a set of
Yeah. So no. Between. Yeah. So he says, Firush. All the Machzorim of the Sfaradim have that. Now.
But if you're saying between a 30 and a 30, it
That's fine. That's fine. But over here, the Ari HaKadosh would be mitvadev between Tashrat and Tashrat. After the 30 besed, we're talking about within. No. Because over here, it could be even start the Doraita. The Rabbanan are telling you, according to these poskim, that it could be even start. Now, Rabotai.
When you say this, after the 10?
You don't say. Well, yes. Yeah, after the first 10. And then that's,
or you
so
think
according to the Ari and the Ben Ish Chai, you would actually say, Barat Zichrono Bracha, in Yabi Omer, in Chazon Avadia, he disagrees with all of them. Rabotai, listen carefully, and he says, if you didn't, it's possible that you didn't even start on the Doraita level, so guess what? It's a hefsek between that and the Bracha. And what happens, now again, is Bidui part of Mitzvah Shofar, Rabotai?
When you say it in your mind, though?
Oh, so one second.
We didn't do Bidui Shofar.
So over here during Tkiat Shofar we do, okay? But listen carefully. The Gemara tells us, and it's brought down, it's in the beginning of Pesachim, and the Gemara brings it down, the Shulchan brings it down, Siman Taf Lamidvav. If a person makes a bracha, Al Biur Chametz, and he's mafsik before he starts the bdika, does he have to make another bracha? So it depends. If he was mafsik with something that is me'ena bdika, which means, you know, bring a match or whatever, okay, but the avad, you don't have to make a bracha. But if you're mafsik with something random, you have to make a bracha again. And if that's the case, Rabotai, over here, how would you consider the vidui relative to the tkiot? Part of it or random?
Random.
It doesn't have to do with me. If he says, my shofar is broken, bring me another shofar. Okay? Or, I don't know, I can't do it. I need somebody to replace me. Okay? That's all part of tkiot shofar. Avad, the vidui really has nothing to do it innately with the mitzvah shofar. And if that's the case on the Doraita level, if you didn't start, it could be, what are you saying? Oh, the Maran Zichrono Bracha. It brings down. Huh? The Me'orot Meshari Zeh? Did they just take the Syrian one and write Meshari on it? Did they actually change it? That works. Some game for saving 250 pages. Anyway. Yeah. Because the Ari HaKadosh is so mech on the Zohar that they're all in it. But we, when the Zohar contradicts a Gemara Meforeshet that seems to be interpreted by a majority of the Rishonim that it's not all true, Ela it's mechamat ha-safek. So we'd go with the poskim on this.
I understand because he thinks that on the I'm saying if he felt, why did you say it no longer start learning the Gemara?
Because you would say it's me'ain, me'ain a shofar.
Clearly, you thought that this was a good shah, a good time to move that. Yes,
but only because you were already yotze on the door.
But meaning, if it's a good time to move Igor,
no,
then clearly it's not random. Not
it's random klape the mitzvah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With regards to the bracha, it's random. Now, Rabotai, and therefore la halacha al ma'aseh, I'm going to cut it short here because I want to give you another few pointers on Tkiat Shofar, because there's a lot of confusion. You can write this down. But la'alacha, ledina, Maran Zichrono Bracha rules, and this is la'alacha, that we should not verbalize these viduim between the various sets. If you want to read it with your eyes, besedin. But to verbalize it would be a safik, ifsik, from the bracha to the tkiot. So therefore, those who follow the Ben Ish Chai, bevaday yishleim al mashi ismocho, but la'alacha, person should be, the kahal should be instructed, do not verbalize, just read it with your eyes. And even after the first 30, don't be mafsik with random stuff, because we want the bracha to carry over also.
That's only in between. What about during Tashrat itself? You have to just listen.
Zevadai. Just listen. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is shmiat kol shofar. Nothing. Have kavanah that you say the mitzvah. Teshuvah, as long as you don't get sidetracked from listening. You understand? Yeah. You want to have Hirure Teshuvah? Sometimes a person can kind of space out and drift off in his thoughts of Teshuvah, so he's not focusing on the Shofar anymore. Then you miss the Mitzvah. You got to be listening. You have Kavanah. Hareni Mechaven Latzet Yidechovat Mitzvah Aseh. This year it's not the right, unfortunately. Mitzvah Midrabbanan. I heard a nice pshat. This year, the Gemara says, Kol Shana She'en Mene'in La Betchila Mene'in La B'Sofah. Any year that doesn't have shofar in the beginning, it gets very difficult at the end of the year. So this year, we don't have shofar in the beginning, but that's a result of Takanat Chachamim. We would love to blow shofar. The Chachamim said no. In general, why? Because the Tkiyat Shofar opens up the gates of Rachamim and gets a Kadosh Baruch Hu to get up from Kisei Din and sin at Kisei Rachamim. This year, when we don't have that, you know, in general, we have the Zechut of the Shofar. This year, you know what the Zechut is? We don't have Shofar. We have the Shabbat. You tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't have the Zechut of the Shofar to open up Sha'ar HaRachamim, but the reason why we're doing this is because of Shabbat. Let the Zechut of Shabbat open up.
I heard you finished Shabbat right before.
Right before Elul. Yeah. Yeah. So people have to be told, this year, we're missing a tremendous Zechut. That's like body armor for Am Yisrael. No, Tkiyat Shofar is like armor for Am Yisrael. We're going into the new year exposed to all of the, you know, all the terrible things in the world. The only other thing that can protect us is the Zechut of Shabbat Kodesh.
Wait, every time we don't blow Shofar, it's because of Shabbat. It's still a bad thing happening.
No, let's say a person, the Gemara is talking about, let's say a person's Ne'enas. Let's say there's a Kahal that had an onus, a regular year, and they couldn't get a Shofar. Bad news. They have to be Chozer B'Tshuva Gemura, because that's a very, very bad sign for the Kahal.
It's... The guy
can't
go with somebody.
Yeah.
You see somebody?
Yes. No bracha. If the guy was there, no new bracha. Okay, now, Rabotam. I want to tell you something very interesting. According to the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Kuf Tzadi, for all you Ba'ale Konim out there, and also even Ba'ale Tokiim, and even if you're not a Tokiah, you're B'nai Torah. Some of you are going to be in situations where you're either the Tokiah or you're in the Minyan, you have to know the halacha, Tkiot Kshirot versus Tkiot Psulot. When is Tkal Yotze, when is not? Tkiah B'Shofar has tremendous responsibility. He has the, you know, he has the kahal riding on his back. Besides for his own yitziati lechova, he has to be motzi the kahal. So you have to know what is the correct amount for tekiot. We'll tell this in very carefully. Long sugya, the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Siman Tav Kuf Tzadi, Saif Gima. Machloket Rashi v'Tosafot, Maran brings down yesh v'yesh, le'alacha ul'maaseh, halacha k'da'at ha'tosafot. That what? There's different lengths that each one of the tkiot have to be. Tashrat is one thing. Tashat and tarat are two different things. The tashrat, the tkiah of tashrat, has to be no less than 18 tromitin. What's tromitin? Tuts. Tromitin are kolot be'alma. The tkiah of tashrat has to be no less than 18 tromitin, because the shvarim has to be 9 tromitin. Each shever has to be a 3. Even a little bit more is mutan.
But maximum?
No, that's Rashi. We hold like Tosfot. 3 to 9. Which means we do 3, but even a little bit more than 3, which means you can't, for Shvarim, you can't go two. Why? Because instead of being Shvarim, what are you making? Tkiot. You're going to make it two, right? Shorter. And then Tu'ah, also 9. So by Tashrat, you have Shvarim and Tu'ah together. Shvarim is 9. Tu'ah is 9. Together, that's 18. The Tkiot, both beginning and end, have to be how much? 18. Tashat, the Shvarim is 9. The Tkiah has to be how much? 9. Tarat, the Tu'ah is 9 Tromitin. The Tkiah has to be 9 Tromitin. Rabotai le'alacha ul'maaseh, you might want to write this down. How long is each of these Tromitin? There's a machloket. A governor of Arab Mazuz has a Kabbalah from his father, the Ishmatzliach, which we don't follow. He's Machmir. He holds that there are 3 tromitin per second. Okay, which comes out that for a tashrat, you'd need to be blowing a tkiah for 6 seconds. It's a very long tkiah. We do not follow this, la'alacha. We follow the Kabbalah of Maran Zichrono Livracha, Agam Chacham Ben Zion, and this is the minhag in Porat Yosef. It says this in the back of the Dir Shutu. Our minhag is that 18, we hold that 18 tromitin is approximately 2 seconds.
All 18 is 2 seconds.
All 18 tromitin, you can get 18 toots into approximately 2, maximum 2.5 seconds. Big difference. Which means that also, if 18 tromitin is 2 seconds, and each shiver has to be 3 tromitin, do the ratio, how much does that come out to?
6
comes out to about half a second, a little bit less than half a second, which means by the Shvarim, do it shorter. Don't do long Shvarim, right? Even if it's a little bit shorter, it's okay. This is the way I was taught by my Rebbe for shofar. I go toot, 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 with a little bit of a knesh. Yeah? Over there, kol hakolot kshelim. Now, for the tkiah of tashat and tarat, where you need 9 tromitin, 9 tromitin is about 1 second. Tkiah is about 1 second to a second and a half. Zeh lo tzarech yoter. How much is 9 tromitin for the tru'ah? How long, however long it takes you to do it, do in your mind, and now do it fast. It's about a second and a quarter. La'alacha, that's all you need. Look in Olet Zion Chelek Dalet, Mechina Minhag Shelam. You want to be machmir, Kedat Aish Matzliach, you want to do the tki'ah of Tashrat for 6 seconds, or the tki'ah of Tashat and Tarat for 3 seconds. Matov Mana'im. But la'alacha, it's like we said before. Sometimes it's chumra da'ati l'dekula, because as a result of being ma'arich b'tki'ot, you lose your breath and you get tired. And sometimes, by the way, anybody who's ba'at tki'a should start practicing. You have to practice to get your lips used to blowing, because if you're not practicing, then your lips sometimes can get tired. Yeah, Mikey, your lips ever get numb? They get cramped, they get numb. Sometimes you can't feel your lips. And it's a bad thing. If the tokea is having a hard time blowing, the poskin and the kubalim say it's a bad siman for the entire kahal. So in order not to get to that situation, ba'al tokea, chacham enav berosho. Practice, learn the halachot, yaseh bechokhma. No. Yeah.
No,
it doesn't. No. That's a different story. No, but what about melechet memareach baguf regular? What's melechet memareach as what? Leather. So then the bavadai applies on you. It's from melechet memachek. Yeah.
Just dab it.
Dabbing is a different story. That's, you know, if you take it, you just dab it. So take a little Vaseline, but that's not the issue of it. The issue is that it's numb. The issue is not it's crazy. Do me a favor, in the Beit HaMikdash, al tishan she'elot kareh. Zikotcha. Yeah? Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Gemara says several places in Shas that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked kind of, you know,
halfway in between.
Kind of annoying questions, and he got kicked out of the Beit HaMikdash. He got kicked out. But they needed him back. So they brought him back. There's a whole situation. So, anyway. I'm not going to kick you out, but anyway. Aval mikol makom. Rabotai, that's with regards to that. And maybe we should make a demonstration, but that's the minhag is to be mekel, which means for tashrat, it would go count. 1, 2, 3. Two. That's tashrat.
Can
you
do it?
Huh? Yeah, no, ta'aseh.
Wow.
Yeah, ta'aseh. Go. Zo. Tashrat. Okay, now go. That's Tashat and Tarat. I mean, I'm looking on my. You can do that also.
You sure? You don't need to get muscle memory.
Yeah, you just.
Yeah.
I mean, Ashkenazim do that, but yeah. Ba'al Tokea, the Chachamim didn't require it. You have to be Yotzei the Chobah, but you also have to be normal with it. You know what I'm saying?
You should have a claw wash jacket.
You do it by only the Da'at. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying?
Is the Torah have 10 years exactly?
No. Tki'ah and Tru'ah, there's no maximum to them. They can be as long as you want. Shvarim has a maximum to it, because if you make the Shvarim too long, the Shvarim turn into a Tki'ah. Huh? Yeah. Everything has a minimum. Tki'ah and Tru'ah don't have minimums. So that's a little bit of that. We'll stop this and we'll go on to finish up.
They don't have maximums.
Tru'ah and Tki'ah don't have maximums. Okay, so. Oh, you have to be more friends.
You can be married however much you want.
What?
Where did nobody write 2 seconds to
me? That's what we did in Yichaveda.
Does it write anywhere though? No. Oh, except for years.